Welcome back to the program. Joining us right now on the Belman Automotive phone line is the longtime columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. You can read him at stltoday.com. Follow him on Twitter at GordoZone. Jeff Gordon, how are you?
Well, you know, I'm just, I guess I'm happier than a lot of Cardinal fans. Some of the folks who apparently were believing this team would undergo some massive makeover at the trade deadline, but I believe it's kind of a tight market. A couple things happened that were expected with some of the contenders, but not a super exciting day across the industry and certainly dull here in the STL.
Birch, aren't you a little surprised that they didn't make at least some move? I mean, I wasn't really expecting a complete overhaul. They weren't going to solve all their problems, you know, just with one trade deadline. But, I mean, they didn't try to improve the team at all, really.
Well, they tried. But, you know, you don't just tell a team, give me this guy for this guy. And if you look around, you see teams like, Hand in San Diego, a guy everybody thought would get traded. The Padres never got an offer worthy of a trade. Britton in Baltimore, a guy that everybody expected to get traded. Baltimore never got an offer it liked. Same for Lance Lynn. It was a market that, you know, apparently wasn't spectacular for teams in the position the Cardinals were. They had some things they wanted to do, but, you know, if you just don't get offered much, you shrug and you wait till the off season.
But doesn't Mozeliak kind of have himself to blame, though, because this was him 6 weeks ago when he was talking about improving the team?
No, we're not against it. I don't think we'd ever, you know, look at trying to finish last as a strategy, but I do think there might be assets on the team that we could arbitrage that make sense for us. We're going to take that next 4 to 6 weeks and sort of see where we are. Clearly we want to put a product out there that we're proud of and a product that people are excited about, a product that, you know, after a game, you've got some fist pumps and smiles going on.
So doesn't Mozeliak kind of have himself to blame for people having expectations that they were going to make a move today?
Well, they offered a lot of players who aren't on the roster around, you know, and so did they get it done before the trade deadline? Obviously not. Will there be major changes in the offseason? I would expect so, because things haven't changed. But he didn't say, I will have a different roster by July 31st. This will be a different team. What he said was he's going to offer guys on the roster, which he did, including Lance Lynn. Now, you can trade a guy, and then, you know, you win the news cycle, but you got to be careful that you don't play that game. And really, the Cardinals have the luxury of not playing that game just because they've been successful, and they could care less what the chat rooms say or sports talk radio, because they're the Cardinals, and that arrogance has served them well.
Jeff Gordon joining us right now on the Belman Automotive phone line. You can follow him on Twitter at GordoZone. I'm not asking this rhetorically. What players do you think the Cardinals could successfully acquire during the offseason that they couldn't try to acquire today?
Well, a good example is the Marlins. You know, there's a team that's for sale, and until the next owner owns the team, you notice they didn't make any trades. And yet, they've got they did throw Dan Straley out there. Didn't apparently get an offer that they wanted. I don't think they were able to move him. But the big guys were Ozuna and Stanton, maybe Yelich. Good example of guys that St. Louis fans talk quite a bit about. Could one or more of those guys go in a trade in the winter versus now? Possibly, because of the franchise might get sold. And all of a sudden there is a team that has a plan for going forward. You know, you look to around the league, what happens with expiring contracts, teams looking at free agency. You know, I think you'll find the marketplace this winter will be a lot different than the one that just happened. Name all the exciting position players that changed teams today.
Position players? There really weren't any. They were all pitchers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, mostly, except for Sonny Gray, who had term left, a lot of rentals, a lot of relief pitchers. And that's kind of what happens at the trade deadline. That was the issue. I mean, clearly this team needed to acquire a position player. Somebody with some power, somebody in a position where there isn't any power. That's obviously where this team has to make a change. None of those guys got moved. Josh Donaldson didn't get moved. Maybe something happens this winter. He didn't get moved here. Could you have made a trade earlier for Todd Frazier? Yeah, probably. Was he really going to make your team better?
Not significantly.
Yeah, you could argue that, I guess. But then again, Jerko's played pretty good third. So it's kind of they're kind of caught. Look, teams, look at the two primary motivations for teams at the trade deadline. contenders that were really good looking to add some short-term help, and the Cardinals weren't there. And then there were teams that are absolutely pulling, you know, the tank job, like the White Sox. A lot of that. And maybe the Twins, you know, at the last second decided, well, we'll go ahead and sell a few guys after deciding that we're not quite contenders. But yeah, the Cardinals really weren't in that position, you know, were kind of in that position, just didn't have as much to offer.
The Cardinals, they've had an interesting, you know, past 3 or 4 days. Friday night, it all started with the beef between Yadier Molina and manager Mike Matheny. And then on Sunday, I'm surprised this didn't get more national attention. They're lucky that it hasn't, that they denied a media pass to Outreach Sports, which is a gay media outlet for sports. They were denied a press pass for the Christian Day at the ballpark. And then today, no movement on the trade deadline when they knew that the fan base was pounding on the table for a move. Interesting 4 days for the Cardinals.
Yeah, the whole Outsports thing was an interesting situation that they didn't prove to be they were kind of tone deaf to the social implications of, you know, Berkman coming in, given his history on making statements that, you know, some would certainly consider to be offensive to their interests. You know, I wouldn't say tremendously controversial, but controversial enough where you'd have to rethink whether you want to do that. And, you know, the subsequent efforts they've made on the PR front have been lacking. And, you know, in terms of blocking the reporter from coming to talk to Berkman or covering the event, you know, that's probably a lump they just should have taken as part of the decision to bring the guy in. And just, you know, what happens, happens. You know, you just look far worse now by denying the credential.
What do you make of this war between Yadier Molina and Mike Matheny? I think that is, I kind of likened it to how you hear that news story about how the wife shot the husband because he burnt the dinner. That's not the reason, real reason why she shot him. It was something that kind of accumulated over time. I think the same thing happened with Molina and Matheny. It wasn't just that, you know, Matheny went to the media and, you know, stopped short of saying that Molina was tired. I think it's been an accumulation of things over the years, and that's the reason why Yachty lashed out. What do you think?
Well, then he could ask for a trade. You know, I mean, he was eager to sign his, you know, if he was that desperate to leave St. Louis and he hated Matheny, then I kind of wonder why he signed a contract extension to stay here if he's that miserable. You know, this, you know, he had a pretty extreme reaction to getting a day off, and then a very, I would say, standard sort of answer that Matheny gave while describing why he doesn't think it's a good idea for a 35-year-old catcher to catch every single game because you could end up getting hurt, which, of course, Molina has had some injuries in recent years. So, you know, it was kind of a weird overreaction. If Molina wants to go, that's fine. The Cardinals can trade him. They get a young catcher here. And if that's what it is, then fine. You know, we'll move on. But I can't imagine what else Matheny could do. Plays him every game, hits him fifth, gives him all the respect in the world. I mean, he's got a $60 million contract extension. In terms of, like, the most put-upon employees in North America, I'm guessing Yadier Molina might be way down the list. And for him to go into a rage because he was given a day off, when he's caught more innings than any other catcher in the National League, just seems a little absurd. So, you know, and then, of course, he's been Mr. Sunshine at the plate, slamming his bats. And,
yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Hey, if he wants out, you know, that's fine. I'm sure there are some contenders that would take a guy that with his abilities. The Cards might have to eat some contract, but, you know, they got a guy to replace him. If he can't bear to be in St. Louis anymore, then, you know, so be it. Now, I say all that thinking that's not the case, that that's just kind of the overreaction that we're running into here.
But doesn't it seem kind of strange, though, when you saw the way that Yadi played in the World Baseball Classic, he looked like a little kid out there, like he was having fun. And then you saw his reaction when he hit that home run in the All-Star game, you know, running around the bases with a big smile on his face and doing the Bryce Harper hair flip in the dugout, you know, when he met up with his National League teammates. We're not seeing that Yadi that much this year when he's wearing a Cardinal uniform.
Well, the team kind of sucks. You know, that's a problem. It was a very frustrating year for everybody. I mean, this was it was disappointing. I mean, look at going back to Johnny Peralta. A lot of the veterans weren't happy with that. But Peralta showed up, didn't hit, got sick, had a bad reaction to the medicine, came back, didn't hit some more. And, you know, at some point, you know, that's unfortunately baseball. If that's a problem, then, you know, guys that can't live with that, they could be the next to go. This team's not very good. This team is headed for major structural changes. If this has to be one of the changes, well, you know, that happens. You know, one problem you have when you try to contend every year, and I wrote about this in a column, is that sometimes you'll end up rewarding guys that you normally would let go.
Sure.
And you kind of wondered if they got themselves in the position with Molina with the money they gave him. But, you know, you don't hear any complaining from management side about him. They paid him because he earned it. But if Molina's really miserable after he got that extension and the responsibility that he has with this team, I don't know what to say other than, you know, they'll try to move him.
Do you think that if Molina walked into DeWitt's office and said, look, you know what, when you walk around the stadium, you see a lot of number four jerseys and a lot of number four T-shirts, and whenever I'm going up to the plate, I get the loudest pop of anybody there. I can't stand Mike Matheny. I'm just, you know, giving a hypothetical here. If he tells DeWitt it's either me or Matheny, you think they're going to side with Matheny?
A player, an aging player, making demands to fire the coach, the manager, going, all right, let's say an aging player with $60 million left on his contract goes to DeWitt, knowing DeWitt, and says he wants to dictate who runs the team. Yeah, I'm thinking that's going to be a problem. This team survived Albert Pujols leaving. A lot of the guys have left. I find that hard to believe. And the other thing is, I'd love to see some evidence that somehow Mike Matheny is torturing these players and nobody can stand them. All this guy does is stand up for these guys to the point of being absurdly defensive of their miserable play. You don't see Matheny calling out Molina when he waves at a pitch that he should have slid in front of to block, and or that he walks down to first base instead of runs. I mean, you never hear that. So, you know, he could demand another manager. The next guy might be a lot different, a hell of a lot less protective of the players, and a hell of a lot less appreciative of what catchers do and what they mean to an organization, because Mike has definitely been down the same trail that Yachty's been on late in his career. So if there's some massive problem because of Matheny, he's just such a crazed tyrant that's tormenting the players behind the scenes, I'd love to see some evidence of that, because it just, you want to say that about La Russa, who didn't care and who drove Scott Rolen out of town? Fine, because he could care less. La Russa would drive Scott Rolen out of town, could care less. I don't know that. I don't see that in Matheny.
Yeah, but
I don't see that side of the personality.
But don't you get the feeling, though, that the players don't respect Matheny for some reason?
I couldn't see
Molina acting out like that with La Russa in charge.
Oh, I could see him getting. In terms of, like, does he need to be more of a tyrant then? Does he need to be tougher on the guys? Is that what they want?
I'm not sure what it is, but there seems to be some kind of disconnect, I think, in that clubhouse, because Mozeliak keeps talking about the culture in the clubhouse, the culture in the clubhouse. We heard that 2 years ago about all the cliques that were in the clubhouse during spring training. When Johnny Peralta was released, you heard Tommy Pham talking about how Peralta just showed up and did his work. He wasn't part of the ping pong club or the chess club or the video game club. There's just something going on, and there's something rotten in the state of Denmark, and we just don't know what it is yet.
Well, I mean, there's always, one, there's a lot of that, period. Two, when the team's awful or underachieving, that it becomes more exaggerated. And it's interesting because you're getting all these young guys coming up who are dying to play, and it's really picked up the play, and it's opened a lot of eyes. You know, I will say this, I do think we're going to see guys who are established players leave, get traded. I don't think there's any question that the roster gets a serious reconstruction. Do you blame Matheny for allowing certain players to do certain things? You know, Scott Rolen said La Russa, you know, that Albert had one set of rules, and there was this horrible thing that La Russa was doing because of, how he accommodated Albert. And, you know, so Rolen exited, the team kept winning. It's funny, you know, I mean, you go back to La Russa's era, you had a guy living in a freaking, he put his locker, Phil Lopez there, put his locker in the storage closet because he couldn't bear to be near some of his teammates. The team kept winning.
Yeah.
It's funny how that wasn't such a tragedy or such an outrage. When stuff like that happens a lot, and there are cliques and there are, you know, God squatters, or there may be this or there may be that. But, you know, I think a lot of this gets exaggerated when the team underachieves like this one did, like this one does. Believe me, there was plenty of this stuff on La Russa's watch, and they plowed through it one way or the other.
Gordo, we appreciate your time and your insight as always, sir. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, believe me, our boys on the internets, they are just going berserk. I mean, it's It's an interesting time, man. Cardinal Nation is restless, to say the least.
Well, yeah, we're about to go, 3 or 2 years in a row with missing the playoffs. I mean, come on, we should burn down Busch Stadium.
Yeah, that's funny, but yeah, we'll see what happens. But I tell you what, interesting couple months ahead and a very interesting offseason.
You're right about that. Thanks, Gordo.
Take care.
That is Jeff Gordon from STLToday.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Gordo's Zone. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Brendan Schaefer from the Intrepid STL. First hour of the program is brought to you by Thomas Back's American Family Insurance. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.